Good morning, friends. This is a day that none of us have expected, and we move into it with fear and trembling and with faith that God continues to be guiding us. So appreciative for this church staff that I have the privilege of working with, especially to Erin Collier for her good work in setting all of this up for us. And to David, thank you for your good work. Those of you need to also know that all is right with the world today. David is in the third row on the left-hand side in his normal seat. On December the 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor was attacked. And there were many who did not believe it until almost a week later when they saw the pictures. As a young 7-year-old boy, I was in my hometown. All of our schools were closed for the week, and everyone in my town was asked to come to their elementary school and to eat a sugar cube with a little red dot of polio vaccine on it. There were many of us who were confused by that, but it was sugar, and we were pleased about that. But more than half of my town refused to come and be vaccinated. In the 1980s, we were faced with the AIDS epidemic, and many of us were confused by that and wondered why there was no way that we could get on top of that, why nothing was being done. And yet there were many who believed it to be different things. Many who did not believe the AIDS epidemic. On September the 11th, 2001, many of us stood transfixed and in disbelief as we heard reports of terrorist attacks and then saw those twin towers fall dramatically to the ground. Many of us were in shock. And in January of this year, when we heard of a little-known virus sweeping across China, many of us said, well, it's China. And now, 3 months later, here we are all over the world impacted by this powerful, powerful piece of destructive virus among us. And yet, in each of those instances, we have responded as a country, and we have responded as people of faith with a whatever it takes attitude. Certainly, you as a church are no stranger to the storms that have buffeted you in days past, and today is no different. Today, we stand as a people of faith with a whatever it takes attitude, improvising how we will do faith, but doing faith just the same. On Ash Wednesday, when we spoke of this journey to the cross, I reminded you that along the way, the journey might be fraught with peril, having no idea we would be on this journey together. And while many of us have given up or taken on different aspects of the journey, certainly none of us thought we would be giving up a gathering for worship. 2 weeks ago, when we spoke of wrestling with the serpent, deflecting evil and holding firmly to the goodness of God, we did not expect ourselves to be in this position. Sadly, some of us still believe this is much ado about nothing. But the worldwide pandemic and the local panic suggests differently. We are people of an infinite faith, but we find ourselves living in a finite definition. One only has to stroll through the aisles of the grocery store to see that paper goods and bottled water are gone. All you have to do is stroll through the aisle at the local drugstore and see that there's not a face mask to be found. We are in a finite world. But as Christians, we bring a faith in community when we are today a virtual community. Not only is our vocabulary changing, the demeanor of how we do faith is changing as well. There are rising physical, mental, emotional, economic, and spiritual fears. We have only seen the tip of the iceberg, especially in our country. In the days ahead, we may see empty streets and empty storefronts, even as we are seeing empty church houses this day. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And while our state has asked that no gathering over 100 be allowed to meet and that schools are closed at least for the next 2 weeks, we are still trying to figure out a way to maintain community in the midst of this despair and fear. The hymnist probably said it best: in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock, the rock of Jesus. The woman at the well had told her whole community about Jesus, and yet they were slow to believe. They heard her story. They listened well to what she was saying, but still, could it really be true? And then they met him, and they couldn't get enough of him, and they wanted him to stay with them a while. And he did. They were Samaritans. They were social outcasts. They were disregarded by their community. And yet Jesus took time to stay with them, to teach them, to heal them. And suddenly their outlook changed. Anytime we spend time with Jesus, we know that the world is a different place. I personally am disappointed that there is no ACC basketball tournament and there is no March Madness. Trivial, perhaps, but those are times within my year that I look forward to when I can relax and think about nothing except what's happening on the screen in front of me. Now I have a lot of free time. Perhaps you do too. And rather than turning to Netflix, rather than turning to social media, perhaps you spend a bit more time with Jesus. Perhaps you stop for a moment and pray, thanking God for the infinite riches and blessings that are before us, even in the finiteness of this world in which we live. In the days ahead, many of us will see and still not believe that the coronavirus is real and deadly. In the days ahead, many of us will see the effects of the deadly virus and still not believe that we can be infected. In the days ahead, many of us will see the sickness, will feel the pain. All of us will be impacted by the economic realities of what we are facing. And rather than look for a way out, we will be looking for people to blame. This virus is real. The dangers are real. Isolate yourselves as best you can. Practice social distancing for sure, but don't practice emotional distancing. While this is an opportunity for you to draw near unto yourself and hopefully to spend time with our Lord in some prayer and in study, this is a lifeline for all of us so that we can call our loved ones and check on them, so that we can call folks in our faith community and check on them, so that we can stay in touch with one another and reassure one another that God is bigger than this virus. Let us love generously, taking care to protect one another from the evils that are around us, evils that we cannot see and surely don't understand. In the days ahead, while many are looking at the dangers and the toils and the snares, as we sung of just a minute ago, let us see instead the miracles of God that abound. Even now, we are experiencing that miracle as we share, connected through this technology that is before us. I urge you to stay safe. Don't take unnecessary precautions. Wash your hands and pray. Pray generously for the working of God's Spirit to be evident in all of the world, in our community, and especially in our church. Just as you have withstood the storms of the past, you will withstand this storm. Is it going to be inconvenient? For a while, yes. Closing our ECM was a difficult decision, but we felt best for the safety and security of this community and those children. Closing our services and halting our programming is discouraging, but again, one that we felt best for today. And perhaps for the days to come. Let us be vigilant. Let us be prayerful and faithful for the living of these days. Just as we have responded to the challenges of the past, let us respond again faithfully to what is before us. Brothers and sisters, God is guiding. Make no mistake about that. God is guiding the universe. God is guiding our world. God is guiding our nation. And God is guiding our church. Let us be grateful. And let us be faithful in the days to come. Let's pray together. Father, many of us see and don't believe. Many of us hear and doubt. And yet the reality of our situation just now is real and scary. Help us, God, to claim our faith in you and to proclaim Jesus as Lord, knowing without a doubt that you are the perfect heavenly parent of us all, and we are your beloved earthly children. We lean on you in these days, knowing that our anchor does indeed hold. Through Christ our